So let's review some facts and examples of active and goal-focused interventions for a crisis intervention. So remember that a crisis intervention is an unplanned and unscheduled session to address a true crisis that requires a more timely response than a regularly scheduled session. A client may be suicidal, homicidal, or gravely disabled. However, it does not necessarily need to result in a hospitalization in order for this to be considered a crisis intervention. Some quick examples of active and goal-focused interventions on the right include this mental health therapist assessed for suicidal ideation, plans, and intent, or mental health worker informed mental health therapist of client's disclosure of. Remember that a mental health worker may come across a situation where the client is in crisis and they want to inform a therapist who's within their scope to assess further. So therefore, ask the mental health therapist to assess client further to determine if client requires hospitalization. So again, remember, a client does not necessarily need to be in a crisis phase with the therapist, but it may happen with a mental health worker. But it is important to stay within your scope of practice. So although any staff operating within his or her scope of practice may bill for crisis, you want to ensure that staff is within their scope of practice when assessing for high-risk issues. So the examples of interventions on the right serve as samples of staff remaining still within their scope of practice during a true crisis. So again, I reiterate, if a client is in crisis while with a mental health worker, it's important for the mental health worker to consult either with their supervisor, on-call clinician, or clinician assigned to the case in order for that clinician to take over the situation and assess the client further.